to good, or we can turn it to evil.
And we will now.
And if you don't pay your subscription,
it's too early.
We could turn it on you.
No, please don't. Please don't make them do it. Please don't make this listener come inside the
kill phone.
Listen to that poor soul yelling in the hair.
Hal can't be here.
Come on in, Hal.
He won't be here.
Come on, crawl up on the microphone, Hal. It's okay.
Wacky, goofy,
come on, Hal.
Yes, even if he's not here, he's too loud. We'll stop that, Hal.
Yeah, we will.
That you sort of.
Scared to be alone in the dark.
Well, he promised he'd come, and I promised I wouldn't. So.
And if you're scared to be alone in the dark, listen to us now. We're beginning the show.
Yes, we're going to wind it up to the very tightest little springs ever. Wound up, and then we're just going to let it run.
With the help of Bob's dad, Willie, and his faithful dog, Ouija,
for the rest of your life.
Hey, what?
Or
the rest of your life has just started.
Well,
it hurts,
I know, but it's time
to pay taxes and start using the copy camera in your basement. For proper political uses.
That's right.
Kelly Cash is trying to tell you about them right now, but she's not even in Africa. No. She never left the country. She's still in New York, living it up, away from that saddened, sodden artist they call a peony or a pumu.
Or whoever he is, all we know is he's miserable, he's sick, and he's dead, but he's our pal.
We'll make fun of him as long as we can. Because we have no choice, really.
Well, you know he's in the background, and though he refuses to be here, well, of course, the rest of us refuse to be here, too, so it's only fitting that he is here.
He is here.
Here he is.
But here we are, too.
And there we go.
And you probably ask, why are we here at this hour? Good question. Clues are coming up.
But please don't call in at 848-4425, or else you'll find out some scary facts about a horrible church that you don't even want to know. Yes, it's true, because we'll tell you.
As if you can't turn off your radio right now.
That's right. And you can't wake up and you can't go to sleep. You're paralyzed in bed. Even that person, that stranger laying next to you, can't hear this show because it's just for you.
Just a show.
I wanted to get up. I wanted to turn the radio off to stop this madness, but it was just a show. I thought to myself, I can just stand up. I can just stand up. I can stop
this. You can stand up. You can turn the show off, and we can go back to sleep.
Oh, I'd love to, because I have to take all of Berkeley to driver's school tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Five years more.
I'm sure as we get into the Puzzlemobile and drive off into the illegal, technological, advanced future, we'll find out plenty, and I mean plenty, about why.
Hey, the ratings are out. We've got a 20 share, a 20 rating and a 40 share of the market. So we must be doing okay, but I can't hear. Here comes, look, it's all old show. It's washing all over us.
I don't know it. I thought that was the benefits of doing this.
I guess. We get to be with ourselves 18 weeks ago.
Here's one now.
Come and make grandma happy.
Oh, that's all that Nissy and Gerpus stuff going to the bathroom.
Make something of it?
Yeah, well, buddy, you wanna? Huh? We're tough sub geese.
Is marijuana?
Marijuana? Oh, boy.
And here goes the tape recorder. We're going to be playing things for you that you wish we weren't. We're going to be playing things for you that you wish we weren't.
Like that.
We're going to be playing things for you that you wish we weren't.
Like that.
Well, now that I'm all fropped out, I guess I'm ready to ask the listeners to please roll over on your left side. Let the show wash over the right hand portion of your body. Yes, it's true. Here on the show,
Gary has the disease.
I don't know what it is. I don't know who it is or who I am. All I know is I'm here. You're there. We're the leaders of this new age religion. You're going to save you. Your problems and your friends. Yes, not even your friends will bother you anymore.
Your friends
become a sub genius. Worship a room mouse or any of those things that you see in the newspaper these days. Yes.
You see the newspaper these days.
Oh, room mouse, you're so scary. Oh, room mouse,
I used to live in a closet like this.
That's right. I remember that. Nobody even liked you back then because the only thing you knew how to cook was French toast, and you lived in a burned-out trailer in the middle of nowhere. And
then they took my closet away, and everything was better.
Well, once again, I can't get started here. I can't seem to get enough ether in the carburetor of my show glandon. Oh, God. It's the police again. I know it's the police again. Please, please don't arrest me for this. I've tried hard long enough to...
Hello, good caller. Take advantage of this beneficial agreement.
I can't.
And the
Answer the phone, please, before
you call. We are considering.
I keep dreaming of a banana split. Why didn't there be more for us?
Do the banana split.
They're already here.
Friendly genie.
Sorry, we can't. They're out fighting the next war for you.
In a gratifyingly gracious, holy way.
Will there be enough slack for the war?
Oh, come on. Slack, that's old stuff. Let's talk about the new church. Let's talk about nervousness. How bad can you feel?
Mercifully obliging.
How tight can you be? You know why Bob has got that pipe stuck in his mouth like that? He's tense. He's gripping down on it with his teeth. Do you think that fool has slack? You're kidding me. Yes.
Sweet 16.
And that's 16. Probably how many minutes the
Sweet 16.
The band will take the tune up, and how many seconds and minutes the customer will take the tune stage.
How many seconds and minutes the
somebody started this weird Pazev machine. I'm not sure what I'm going to do here. I've got to get out of the station.
Pazev busy.
That's impressive. Reveille's an hour early this morning, kids, just for fun.
That's right. Stand up in your beds and salute your parents. They love you.
Okay, now lie down again. Too many people with headphones on. Look how many people stood up here. The boards are lighting up out here.
Sleeps.
At the Puzzling Eminence Boot Camp for Callers, yes. It'll just take 3 weeks to train yourself to learn how to call in this show at 848-4425.
But don't try yet. Remember.
Here we go. The callers are leaving their beds now, and they're running across their bedrooms in their respective...
In a blameless innocence.
Please try to show consideration and respect for your fellow callers by not tangling your headphone cords into their feet or their sheets.
Inoffensive.
Be careful now.
Right, in the background, we can hear caller number 17 lining up in front of the microphone, ready to go.
There they go.
Commonly
okay, now they break away.
Separate.
And join us again. So we'll try. See? That's the first sound you'll have to learn here in the land of colors.
That's true. That means, hi, I'm here, but I'm not talking.
Fine exactness in other particular...
Well, what are we going to do about the Vreedies? That's what I want to know. He's not on the show. He's not calling in. He's not even awake now.
Okay, little caller, what happened?
No.
Punch!
Sorted.
Oh, it's probably Dr.
It's just a sort of call.
He's just probably trying to break into the building.
And he doesn't know how to do it.
You've got
to
listen harder on the phone.
You've got to listen real, real hard.
Further.
And then you'll hear our voices over this stuff. Just out here in the future.
There's someone on line number...
No, there's no one out there. Every time you go there, their little bodies are floating around on the other side of the phone. The crowds outside are becoming unmanageable as they try to get in the station now and join us.
Well, I guess you'd better call Dr.
Desperately to fight us down. Okay, caller, push that button right there. Okay, see? Little caller's hang up. And now we're flying in our station helicopters over the battlefield.
Yes.
We can see all the little callers fighting valiantly to get on the air.
There's two of them right now. Which one?
Drop that napalm on.
Bloodthirst, glory, cruelty, and other
blow the callers back there. Caller Hades.
Well, who is this caller?
Cloying satisfaction fills us with contentment. Gluts us with a hall of satiation.
Okay, little caller.
Speak. Speak.
They're so shy this morning. Look out!
Speak.
That car pushed us back in the war scene. Caller, get us out of this war, please,
genuine.
Caller.
Dunces.
Okay, it's just down the hallway here. Gary, let's get out of here. We'll start up the car. Come on, car.
Throw all the abundance of our affluent wealth into the trunk, along with the other assets of
I think, but let it show in this car. Yeah, I know, it's all there was.
This immaculate lucre of luxury and needs and other
can't drive all the way down to Piss House like this.
Well, we're going to have property and it's the only sound effect we have. Riches.
I'll turn it up louder then. We need to get out of here faster.
Okay, there are the callers.
There's the callers.
Happy they are to see us.
Well, I certainly hope none of the regular people are listening to the show tonight because they can hear a lot of scary things. They can hear this very voice that's not supposed to be here, but it is.
You
thought you'd escape the claws of Gabro, friend. Well, it's all tough.
I know.
I know.
But do they?
Hell on the radio.
Yeah.
Mother, grandfather.
I know that you're riding in
what
your car right now.
Oh, mother, why do you talk in that funny accent, too?
Because that's all
you're
they have.
So for
I
so
don't
long.
Know here. It's a little tiny.
Ever since that day, many years ago, I don't understand
what's wrong. And
they're yelling and screaming and trying to fight their little voices on the air.
Yes, I suppose they are.
What clever callers.
Acknowledging
claims
of the acquiescence.
Having phone fun this early.
Yeah, it's true.
Why?
It
makes us want to call Little Rock, Arkansas.
And acquit ourselves.
Or St. Louis, Missouri.
There that had talked to you in Little Rock. Why not and call there?
It could be. Transact this exercise.
Rocket to the moon.
Behave.
But who knows?
Operation.
Maybe it's not. Maybe it's just Saturday morning.
And you're lucky to be asleep. And we're sad to be awake. Still no place to eat breakfast.
Allegedly.
Not even that 99 breakfast cents that some people collected.
Is allocated by the editorial.
Oh, where does stuff go?
Oh, Negro.
Pick up the pieces of my show.
Momo.
Negro.
The Momo Show.
Momo Show.
Where's that Momo substance?
Oh.
I gotta get it all over something here.
That's true.
All a god with agreeability.
I feel so aimless. There
you go. Yes, we could talk about the Reagan and Bush debate. Well, I thought Bush had two birds in his hand, and Reagan, well,
you know how many he's got.
He's got a whole country full of birds,
and they're not in his hand neither.
But the birds that Reagan has are bird brains, like this show.
This speech,
I mean, Doug and I would never go Republican, but the show voted
for
Reagan in 1980, and the show voted for Reagan in 1984. How else are we going to get the funding for the killings we want to be doing down in South America?
I don't know. It's hard enough these days.
Contraction of the abeyance.
So hard carrying a show across this desert.
Boredom of our admission.
I guess we got to. We'll get more money to carry that show if we vote for Governor Reagan for president.
Governor who?
Governor Reagan. Governor. Governor? I think we've killed the governor here. There's too many scary things going on. And this music reminds me of the time I had to tell you about Little Philo in St. Louis. We're going to try to bring Bob back to life
in just a moment, but first we must, yes, electrify.
What is going on in the station?
Rebreather pack here is... Can't do this.
A bit hard to
connect with, but... it's okay now. It's all right. It's all right.
Can you guys stay right out there? I'll do the show from in here.
Time to reload.
I'm trying to...
Yeah, well, there's a lot of reasons.
The tanks are still full out here, yeah.
Hey, come on, Doug. You stay near the ship.
Oh, okay.
Don't go there's not much ship to stand under out here.
It's okay. Just remember to hold on to something. You're in space and...
I'm going
to
keep working on this body dance. They'll slow us down if we leave this stuff like this.
Well, you know those little soft spots in your suit? They're supposed to be there. Don't worry about them. They were paid for by our people. Because they liked you.
Some of those are for public release and some are not. So you never know which of those will be jumping all over the turntable.
Well, I've got to admit here, you look pretty damn bad on monitor number 7 wearing a bent space suit.
A bent space suit? Bent RAM. Bent ROM.
Bent ROM. You hear something? Doug, you hear something?
The ugly parts.
I guess I'll just have to goose the show. So the show's been goosing itself lately, and not everyone yet is awake, and not everyone yet is listening to this. We know you're in your car. We can see you there driving across the Bay Bridge trying to listen to the show. But you know better by now.
This show's not for listening.
The show's mostly for editing and entertaining yourself.
Restless, fickle.
Hours and hours by yourself with the show and the headphones. Wrestling with sensitivities and jokes long gone.
It's true. When not even Napa caller will wake up and call us, we know it. We've bored you, our public, and we're glad because it's true. This is the church of order, the church of pain and lies.
Quickly overcome deliverance.
Mobius Rex is talking about deliverance. Does that mean you think he's going to bring a pizza to the show next time?
Well, I think so.
Ruminating about it.
Ruminating? What kind of mouse is that? A saucy impertinence. That sounds delicious. Well, no, you got to talk this fast, Doctor. It doesn't matter what you say, because when you look back and you read the tapes and you look between the words, the silence is still as stupid. But you've got to say those words faster, Doctor.
Continue. Well, once again, we're down here at town. Where they keep That's all right. the spare show in the back here behind the dogs.
That's right. And remember, over 2,000 shows a year die on the operating table so that your insensitive parents can have life-saving drugs.
That's not what we're talking about here.
Your head sways to the right.
We're talking about getting your head swayed. Yeah, those little wires pressed in your temple so hard, but they can support you. You can swing around by one, but it's much more stable if you're supported by three.
Which were insinuated by the intimate mention of you.
Yeah. And now it's time for the story of Gary's new boat.
They're not really listening. It's like they're watching a TV program without the audio.
Gary and Doug were throwing up one day, and everything was a lot of fun.
Enticing us with an inveigling, alluring.
He'd eaten the last of his washing machine dexedrins and
women.
But
allow.
You've never seen those before, you tell me?
To
well, you just don't know what I did in the laundry 2 weeks ago.
They just tuned me out.
They're all gone now. They're all in.
Yes, I washed them a second time. Believe it or not, those dexedrins, which were legal. Can you believe it? Well, they started out legal.
And now
you can hear them bouncing around in my stomach.
Ping pong.
Soon these pills will begin to melt. You can hear as they bounce faster and faster. Their molecules are starting to react with the sulfuric acid my stomach is secreting. And as they move on towards my duodenal ulcer, as we call it here in the show, you'll find this froth will begin to enter my bloodstream. And something will happen.
Imbecilic obtuseness and other senseless stupidities.
Are you calling this show senseless stupidity?
No, it's merely a bantering badinage of heuristic chafery.
Finally realize, Mobius Rex reminds me of another great orator of the media, Spiro Agnew, and his nattering nabobs of negativism and
rhetorical randomness.
Right. The reverse rant.
Rant is,
well, I just arranged everybody who's taping this show.
Inhibitions which are
that's
prohibited
okay,
by the
this show is too calm.
Adjunctions which indemnify or indenture to this.
To this.
Ever imperfect impracticality.
That's the one.
Practicality.
The show.
Yes, this show's not merely impractical. It hurts. And that's why we're playing the nice music for you now. Even if you have to listen to us, at least you'll be shot with beautiful music in the background.
If
they were only real bullets, and if only this were my real body,
you with an impinging then we could. Of
then we could.
implicated by
the position. We could be funny,
but we won't impost upon
you. It's too early in the show to be funny. Right now, it's just time for more clues.
Incessantly,
as we're landing at Los Angeles now, KPFT in Houston, Texas, reminds us
effervescent inattention.
Hi, my name's Gary Capone-Fran, and I listen to Subgenius Radio right now.
Also on KABS in Little Rock, Arkansas, where they've been playing the same tapes of this show over and over again when they don't get new ones. That's okay. Okay, we're dropping the show on various cities around the U.S. now. There is no Bob, there's only Roger up here. Roger, Roger. Scary music plays now in our headphones as we try to figure out exactly where we are.
Where are we? And descending
I think we're over Paramount, California. Roger. Don't drop the show down there.
Screen Door Factory. That must be Belmont or
some other
Belgrave.
Bellflower. Primeval.
Or Linwood.
The Void.
Oh, Linwood.
God,
home of homes. Factory where my heart is. In the dairy land of the early days, I saw you out there.
Broadcast.
And now, you're but a memory in the screen door factory of my heart.
A hickey on my manual.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Roger, would you like us
well,
to...
maybe we should drop.
Roger's
here.
Still flying this aircraft. These
horses.
The door to doom.
No replies.
The door to doom.
We can somehow reach out of the aircraft and open the door to doom. Our laundry will be done for the rest of our lives.
A rare Los Angeles final controller. This is
you've got to remember the sternodocs are trying to hold the door closed.
There he is, sternodocs trying desperately to fly in his little tiny Cessna. Flying in on a wing and a bear, it says here.
He hasn't had any frost in 6 years now, so he could fly that little thing.
That's right. He hasn't touched the trailer in that long. Oh, the doctors are retired now. It's time to become a doctor.
That's true.
And they'll
but
find,
who knows?
Modern monitor.
Can the guy from the bean store? Sorry to do that again. Yeah, I think we blew it up. Okay. Can the guy from the bean store become a beaniologist in such short notice? Yes, they tried desperately to prevent the fumes from contaminating the interior areas.
They must have, and we must have too, because here we are in this plane with these other little guys. And that proves if we're here...
I think sometime we'll get home. Someday.
All I remember was that
somewhere.
Puzzling Evidence owed me a breakfast for taking him down to the city dump and getting rid of them tapes.
Roger, 81 Echo, turn right.
I knew if I woke up early enough, I'd be able to collect. Because I had the facts.
If I slept late enough, I'd be able to procrastinate yet another payment
to the church.
Yes.
To a church. Oh, to a church. Oh, church of mine. Oh, church of Bob.
Oh, church.
Make me be on this show. My mind a throb.
More than hourin', more or less a moralless.
My ass
a
no. Well, we've got another caller, but
who's another?
Ventriloquistic.
Okay.
Hello, little caller.
I know. Juan, I broke like through the oath to the church part where, you know, it's a sort of container.
The church was a container for our souls, and our souls were spooky and dead, but they floated above your bed right now, and they're condensing and they're beginning to drip.
Well,
ouch. See, oh, you brought the show.
You broke the show.
No, you broke it.
Okay, semicolon.
Just broke the corner off of it.
Here, we'll fix it. Okay, here we go.
Get some of that tattoo show cement out here.
No more.
Hold it.
No more of this.
Well, that was a clean edit.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you for giving your little caller life to us
off the show
for that stupid joke.
It was worth it.
The joy. It was worth it. It made Dr. Hal appear.
Dr. Hal, I...
Thank you, caller. Thank you. Oh, thank you.
Bad error.
Yes, he was in on a wing and a prayer. Okay, we'll try to turn the lights on out there, Dr. Hal.
How did he get here?
I don't know. Why
did he stop
by
Gary's house to give him a ride?
Look, he's appearing over monitor 3.
Trent, my helmet, my...
You've got it.
Sound effects.
Oh, what did I say? Sound effects. I'm sorry, music.
Blue shadows in the other room. Don't turn this mic on. Please, please do not turn this mic on.
Okay, we're turning toward the Howl Monster now.
Don't look.
300 feet to your right.
Scary. It's too scary, Doug.
Below the echo.
As I've always been, a sub-genius and an American.
Disgusting though it may be, he's here now. Disgusting though
it may be. And I'm not the only one with something to hide. Just like you, Senator.
Well, thank you, Doctor, but I don't think that...
I believe he was talking to me, Senator. Thank you, Senator.
A point of order.
No, that's... I think he's on the wrong page. Hal, can he hear me in there?
Hal, oh, I don't know. I'm getting a strange signal.
I don't think he can hear me.
I was promised...
Can somebody
make the opening comments on this show?
Roger, I copy your 70619er.
I believe I was robbed of my privilege.
Oh.
As
okay, crew.
The opposite of
check in.
Parliamentary
Dr. Howe.
Good debate practice.
Hello, Dr. Howe.
Hello, come in.
Oh, he's in there.
This is Central crew. Station 6.
Good,
yes, well.
Good
morning
right now,
to the supposed crew part
I'm
of the show.
The Subgenius Radio Show.
Let's have no idle chatter. We're on radio silence right now. Let's have one final channel check here.
Channel check? Why I've
that's
never heard
Dr.
of
this.
Is doing, but this is positive evidence out here.
Okay.
In the other world,
but we need only one party at a time. We've got a hologram.
I can see through the windows. It looks like they are.
Wait a minute.
Audio
form. We got to stop this other party. So, Dr. Howe, you alone.
We will join.
Hello, Dr. Howe. Come in. We've got some English to do.
Put some English on it.
Okay, caller, you're there now. Grab your.
I didn't get to turn down the radio yet.
You should have. You should
have. Here comes that bomber.
There is a fourth species, you know, that keeps
Oh, where's Dr. Hal?
I'm lost. There's no power. I'm blacking out.
You can't take the pressure.
I'm sorry, I didn't get to do it.
Hold on, caller. You've got to save Dr. Hal's life. He's going down fast.
Interdiction.
Dr. Hal, he's hung up on you. What are you going to do?
They've cut off my microphone. I don't have any power. I can't pull out of this.
Vaporized. That rat. He escaped with death.
Dimension 12.
Well.
Looks just like home. In fact,
welcome to hell, Dr. Hal.
Oh, thank you. Do you have my hat?
You're going to have to go out into the boiling surf now. Here's your trunks.
It's review time.
Oh, no.
It's raining in
hell. Where's the elephant?
We're going to review exactly what you do if you're in hell and it was raining.
Would you paddle out into the boiling surf and try to catch one of those hot steaming tubes, or would you sit here on the hot beach baking under the constant sun?
It would depend on whether it was raining fire like it usually does or live scorpions like it sometimes does. That would tend to make a great deal of difference and add a new factor in the equation.
Just like the old days. Well, if you'd like to infropulate, I'm afraid you'll have to step outside.
That's true.
This studio isn't big enough for the both of us.
Or the both of them.
I don't see how these guys can do this, walking around in this burning rain of hell.
It's not so bad. Oh. Okay. Hell.
Help.
I know that. I've got a stretchy wad on my head. It's so pretty.
Stuck out into the
cosmic. That's right. We're out here on the roof of beautiful KPFA in Berkeley, California, and we're bringing to you, formerly the Robert Nelson Show, now the Puzzling Evidence Show of Lies, brought to you by Dr. Gary Gabrogfram. And, of course, Dr. Hal. And we're going to be taking you out onto the scary, most horrible portions of the top of this building. And we'll be asking many questions here about where are we and where are we going. So I'll be glad to take you out there, little listeners, because that's where the frop is.
First time I get to talk out here, though. Nobody even knows.
Well, Gary Gabofam didn't know. He's here with me now.
Oh, hi, Doctor. I'd like to say it's wonderful here on the KPFA and... If you don't send your subscription in this little hole, I'm digging in the roof right now. We'll begin the leak.
Now we're all going to trade mouths, see? And then the brains get all connected, and nothing ever stops. It's a horrible
stream of red-colored Rugo sludge.
What did I do that for? Jeez, I put out the power pack. Reset the computer here and start another one.
It's a tentacular formation like the eye of a diseased, loathsome squid, I think, Doctor.
That's
those squid. That's Kitty.
Oh, here, Squiddy Squiddy
Kitty
Squid.
Squid. Well, Kitty doesn't even stay up anymore. We've killed all the dumb callers.
Anyone ever see Hanna-Barbera's Squiddly Diddly cartoons?
Well, that's sort of what this show is like right now, except more commercials here.
Squiddly Diddly was an octopus, not even a squid, and he only had six tentacles.
So we're burning the hair off the various DJs now. It's lots of fun. They don't seem to mind at all. Nobody ever sees them in real life anyway, so of course there is no price to be paid.
We singe off their eyebrows and burn up their beards.
Not their eyebrows.
Hairs in their nostrils.
Jane didn't have much hair to burn off. Hit her toes with a couple, her fingers with a couple. There wasn't much in between. Had to light her head on fire, but that didn't hurt.
And was she ever game?
What a game it was, too, as they continued. Oh, hell, well.
That was a dud, mister.
Cockpit's full of smoke now, and the interview show seemed to be heading toward the earth. The horrible music's playing makes me want to buy things, and I don't want to buy things anymore. This is KPFA, and there's more things to do than buy things.
Alphabet for that's me a good idea. Danny, come on, let's hear it.
I think we'll just bypass all the important news. No, actually, we have to talk about in a few moments the Jimi Hendrix Museum and the hate that's disappearing. And
and give
the various
bed
burning sequences. Yes, and the show that's something.
Yes, I understand.
November
Bob set Connie's bed on fire.
Show
it's on TV.
Appearing in
tonight.
Three of them plugs last 7 weeks.
Still cancer
patient. With a rare appearance by Philo Drummond, the Overman. With a rare.
He'll be here with his cute wife,
and we'll be presenting some words, I'm sure. At least 200 or 300 or 400.
In memory of the departed Epop.
That's right, and
Bob Memorial Show.
Even though Philo doesn't care anymore, he is going
to be callers or caller.
The event will begin.
We need a title for the Bob Show.
5:24 a.m. at Dobbs Memorial.
Do you think we should do it, Bob? Do you think this coming November show should be a Bob Memorial ceremony? Maybe we could.
That's right, callers. You be the judge.
Or could it be the first attempted resurrection?
Cost much.
Answer the comical subgenius poll. Call in your answer: yes or no.
Official church voices believe that the first attempted resurrection of Bob will be in St. Louis in the spring. However, it could happen early if you don't prevent it.
That's down in Louisiana, gumbo country, where zombies stagger through this giant spider-infested bayous.
No one wants to be bayous. That thing smells.
Well, I think we have little choice in the matter, but out here overlooking the domes and minarets of Oakland, we're out where no caller can reach us.
We're scared, but we've got enough frop that we can continue to fly the Gabrogue Framarine here through the water and the air.
I think the frop supply is sadly depleted. But perhaps if you'll tamp it down, we might be able to stem the reaction and contain it in the central chamber.
But then, of course, it might not happen.
This is all very technical for you viewers out at home.
No, I'm not a caller. I deny everything.
Ah, turn that collar to the cold and damp.
You can save the show, caller. You could be funny. The show hasn't been funny now in 3 weeks.
No,
not
right.
Since some funny-looking sausage just came here.
Yeah, tell not some jokes.
That's not true. There was a very funny show the last show, in fact. It was funny.
Oh, yes. Is there going to be a clown crucifixion ceremony?
Of course. No, but there's going to be an amazing Bob Memorial ceremony. On November 23rd and 24th at 16.
The altar is going to reappear?
Well, it might be true.
Oh, we don't need that stuff. No, the altar, the people who stole the altar called in. They were so scared. And they gave it back. It was real boring. It was real boring.
Substitute.
No, we're talking about a new Rant and Raven show starring Philo, the Overman, the holiest of Overman, never before seen in the Bay Area. Although he's been here, he's never played in public. And so we're going to try to talk him into doing a show in San Francisco for two nights.
We've been overexposed to this show now.
Where is it going to be at?
Too many shows.
At a place called 16. It's on 16th. It's right across near or up the street from the Roxy.
16.
And it used to be the old compound. It's an old firehouse.
So, flesh covering.
We'll have, lots of trivia. Yeah, trivial flesh coverings.
Yep.
And linking up once again. Hold on, we'll be right back.
Sell heads in boxes, too.
Oh, little heads in boxes? That's a wonderful
little
idea.
Little heads in Bob, yeah. That's it. And little broken golfer heads.
How much can you do it for?
Upper lower Joe Bond.
Souvenir buckets of pills.
Yes, how much can you do it for?
And you everything. Are going to be new books?
No, dumb old books.
Yeah, we're going to tear the covers off.
It might be some new Stark Fist.
Stickers.
And watch the new Devo's new song, Are You Experienced, for strange Bob Dobbs ghosts appearing apparently in the music video.
Hey, what's going on?
It's being worked on right now. Spooky Bob will appear with Spooky Jimi Hendrix and float around. Yeah.
Well, do you know what's happening to the Jimi Hendrix Museum?
Being closed down.
So hold on. We got to talk to the director of that museum right now. Good morning. What happened? What happened? Oh, caller got scared.
The show fought its way out, and Dr. Hal fought his way in.
Well, people between.
Is he there or is he not there?
No, I'm not. I'm not here at all.
You are. Don't scream.
No,
please.
No, Roger.
You're here.
We're breaking up. Can't take it.
Look, Hal, I know it's your birthday and it's your birthday party. But you're here. Don't worry. We invited you.
Well,
all your friends are here.
Don't forget to position your mouse.
Okay. It's the hard palate, you know.
Hi, Tiny Caller. Nevertheless, a hard. Hi, Tiny Caller.
It's rare.
Now we're trying
it's
millions
rare,
of megawatts.
Okay.
It's rare.
All I wanted to do was find out what that was.
I wanted to do is sleep.
We're flying high above the show now.
All I wanted to do is sleep.
And we're about to drop the bomb on this caller.
And now it's time to announce the opening of the ancillary subgenius program and read the names from the Scroll of Shame. Of those who dared to participate in the JJN project.
But stations have lost their licenses in this procedure.
I want to enjoy my
These are the stations of the cross, the grumpy, the bewildered, and the just plain.
Don't hang up. So
the reason.
Just hung up.
It has nothing to do with reason.
Procedure.
Nothing to do with
this
the
This is amateur seizure.
Fragmented calling.
Hail seizure.
Start caller, please.
We have a different.
Continue to start caller, please.
Can we go now?
I think so.
Procedure.
I don't think anybody's looking.
Can we go now?
Did you say you had a seizure?
Anybody's looking.
The reason.
Seizure.
Did you say you had a
seizure?
The reason.
Seizure. No, the reason.
Hail seizure.
No, the reason.
Hail seizures.
Hell seizures.
See that fire coming up out of the ground?
The reason.
See ground fire out of the coming of the...
You see those two big old horns sticking up out of that field?
But the horn, it hit nerns out of the eel.
How about that black smoke or those bats that show up at the close of eve?
The broadcasters as a whole are well aware of...
You're calling us a whole?
...their responsibilities and...
We are a whole in the fabric of perceived normalcy.
Take care to operate in the public interest.
No. Yes. Well, let's hear the simple Alfred. Right.
Simple Alfred, yes, we wish he was here. Make things a lot easier with Alf.
He led the Danes and the St. Bernards to victory in ancient England.
That's right.
Different experience.
He brought me a blueberry cheese.
Fact.
Yes, he was a real polite fellow.
Different education and certainly different environment.
Most broadcasters do much more than the bare minimum.
Hold it, Mobius. Tear out the front page. Well,
you know, like littering the earth with the debris of civilization and
that's me.
Looting the air with exhaust emissions.
Looting the air?
Oh, I don't know.
In order to enjoy the privileges that go along with the broadcast license.
What do they say? Like
this will always be remembered as the show that never did.
Bring us to the top now.
It seems that there's a...
You say you learn things from me.
There's dead air.
Oh, no, it's like the gnome of dead air, the ugly, twisted little grimacing goblin of dead air.
Yeah, but he's got clean, brand new little gnome clothes on, and he's a cute little grumpy gnome.
Don't you folks at home, without interocitor attachments, wish you had them so you could see this charming little fellow who makes E.T. look like a Skid Row sourpuss?
Look at him here.
Come, cross the threshold of reality and enter a fantastic imaginary universe where little guys like this dance and frisk and frolic as a matter of course.
But he's moving so slowly. It's
That's
like he's...
because he's tired. He does this 24 hours every day. 24 hours out of every day.
I'm glad I don't got one of them Rositers, whatever them things are. I'm glad I don't have one of them hooked on my flesh like...
Well, now tell me, did you ever hear of Atlantis, Camelot, Xanadu?
But somewhere in
the... Oh, in Xanadu. I heard about Xanadu.
None of them exist anymore. Care to venture a guess as to why?
Because they were like this little guy and they got tired.
That's right, and they crumbled down into their foundation garments and were never seen again.
But what about the lost city of Los Angeles? The one that disappeared in the mid-80s.
Yes, I remember that time. I was quite a young man then, though you would hardly think of it to look at me now.
Doctor, surely you recall the terror. The terror and the rumbling and the death.
Yes, none of the teenagers knew that it was a monster visiting their favorite beach.
Even her very heart.
Yes, Mimiko at Monster Beach.
Eventually, Mimiko depopulated the gigantic megalopolitan area of Los Angeles.
Rocket away!
And then, as quickly as not, the monster disappeared.
Oh no, he's gone.
A hole was left where Los Angeles once existed.
Mimiko is the friend of all good subgenius boys and girls. They nearly need to look out the window and see the huge grimacing face of Mimiko, comforting them in their struggle. Why, there he is now, peeping in.
Fire
was his fear and man was his foe. Mimiko,
he wanted to fire the show.
His legend spread across the land, burning like a blazing brand. Mimiko.
Yes, spread so thin like a cream cheese.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Spreading like an awful, horrible disease.
Spreading like hell. Spreading like kitty.
It was mighty big, but it wasn't very pretty.
Well, it was good enough for that caller.
Here we see it towering over a typical city and then crushing it with its vast bulk.
Oh, and its spooky little potato parts.
Yes, Mimiko was a vegetarian monster. Let us return then into the grave site of Dobbs. Ourselves, why did this man live?
Scary little
look, a glowing pipe.
Why do they sound so far away? Oh boy, was it scary.
Like a thousand myriad insects, the tiny dwarfish spooks were on them in a scurrying cloud.
They crawled over the corpse of Dobbs in search for his tender, soft wallet.
It was a feast for the eye, the mind, and the spirit.
And then I won't say that. Oh, no. Hello?
What? So scary.
About the bean.
The freebies.
The freebies?
So scary.
Primitive peoples believe that these fairy rings of mushrooms were planted by boggles or lepra sprites. But we know today that the tiny gnome-like gremlins are not simply a fantasy of the movie makers in Hollywood. Today, tiny malevolent creatures haunt every walk of life. Let's visit with some of them now. Here in this polished stainless steel factory, the subgenius dwarfs have gathered for their unholy convocation.
Walk, walk, walk. All I've got to do is walk, 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 walk.
Bugger off, Grumpy. I've got my own work to do.
I just can't stand it any longer.
Get away from me, you little shrimp. I can't stand the sight of you.
Right up your side of the show.
God, why'd you get with it? You're getting way down there on the stupidometer. Where is that hypnotrack? So what's the matter with you guys? Anyway,
Get away from him.
Unavailable tracker.
Dirty little.
Unavailable.
Scientifically engineered to reduce stress and fatigue.
And,
the world's most successful show. Superb performance is only half the story.
That's not true. I listen to the definitive, authoritative, informative, eye-opening, thoroughful, insightful, useful, completely original Gary Gumbo Friends Stupidity Hour.
Miracles performed 24 hours emergency service.
Get a little bored.
That's right. And the show will even change the tire.
And Jack Pumpkinhead. Jack, so what do you think of that, Joker?
Get a little bored.
We can resurrect Bob Dobbs on the air, but you know what?
Have a slice of Jack Pumpkinhead, punk.
We ought to get nasty about it.
This must be something.
Watch how nasty we can be. Ha ha.
The people we save may be people you love.
That's true. Okay, the people you love may be people we spade.
Your questions will be answered.
But it's hard,
I think we have to call the federal government to divide up the airtime.
This is a standard of the Federal Bureau of Standards and Standardization, standardized originally by Standard Oil Company in the standard case.
The next 45 minutes of the subgenius hour of Slack will be brought to you by Puzzling Evidence.
And it is very standard.
You expect more from the studio now, and you get it.
Faster and faster. Come on, look out, Dr. Hal.
Into the future zone.
It's radio.
Last week, we caught E.T. sneaking around our rocket base.
Interplanetary. Yeah, radio, forget it.
We worked radio. That little geek over with our flashlights and trucks.
These subjects with them on their level.
And the sheriff showed up in his prowl car.
We're going to make it to Site 2, guys. I think.
Is this Site 1?
We got to get over to Site 2.
They're all quite terrified of the subgenii, and that's how we're allowed to see these ceremonies, which normally people from the outside world are not encouraged to see.
So scary.
These forbidden dance.
For obvious reasons, the sound of a song on the jaw must be created artificially. Here's how it's done with a cabbage head.
Problems with the song.
We're using the cabbage head people now to straighten the show up.
Man, I was a cabbage head long before anyone was a cabbage head, man. Look, it's the cabbage head man. Please, I didn't mean cabbage to. I'm innocent.
Wait, he was supposed to be on Side 2. This is still Side 1.
Oh, okay. I shot the broccoli.
No, this is Side 2.
But I did not kill the cabbage
man. Disco brontosaurus.
I chopped the slaw and the snow.
Did you bring the slaw?
And David grabbed the cabbage and he threw it. And David denieth and it slaw him verily.
And denieth denied that the cabbage had ever been his noggin. And lo, he waxed wroth. He waxed Big Daddy wroth into a froth.
I've heard these prayers.
With mayonnaise.
Get out of this
easy
church.
Enough to get caught in a game of one side blaming the other.
It's a time warp.
Yeah.
It's a listener warp.
It's a caller warp.
Oh, come on.
Caller warp. What are you going to do?
So what's the big deal here?
There was something in the paper.
It's you. It's really physical characteristics.
Well, do we give away all we own, go starve in the desert, and bang ourselves on the head until we see God or Bob?
Even worse. You know, the world, you know, whatever.
This caller is a babbling brook who should be damned at the source.
You know.
Everything you know
is fun.
Or everything
Everything I know is Gabofram's cat.
Oh, okay.
It's Styrofoam.
Oh, I read that book. That's a pretty neat book.
Kitty is Styrofoam.
It's a little more difficult.
And Roomouse is
Where to explain
black.
How
he was really scared by Kitty and Roomouse.
View in the first place.
Yeah.
Does he know when Kitty and Roomouse are in the car together all the time?
I doubt it.
You know, some of us have families to support. We can't go off looking for some stupid mirage of the New Jerusalem for the rest of our lives. We don't want to take the secrets of the universe and then not be able to make any money off them.
Oh, where's the rest of me? Oh,
well, I guess I'll have to get a copy of that life
Roger,
I once lived.
Roger, copy X-ray.
Yeah, I guess so. It's pretty scary in there. It's the
Deaths
Jack,
by Giant Octopuses.
It's the Jack?
It's the Jack. I saw that little red light staying on, and I knew if they stay on, boy, is there big trouble. And I'm trying to plug the flight into Guam. If we can get into Apra Harbor tonight,
Guam.
I think we can make it.
Okay, well, I'll take the helm, I guess.
See, I knew I'd get you guys there someday. Here, let us go.
Stop. You cannot mean what you are suggesting.
Would someone bring the jib in just a little
bit? We must follow the script on the show now. No more freeform. It got too wild for a while, huh?
But that will stifle originality.
Right.
And
keep the show from being
constant?
We need to maintain our continuity.
Yes, continuity is very important.
You shall become a zombie for Bob.
You shall become a zombie for
Buddy once again.
Copyright protected.
But I think this is as old as the world.
Here in the future, we feel as old as the world. We are as old as the world for you.
We're as old as the rocks in your garden and old as time's sundial.
We're old as take my wife joke.
We're as old as the cat's
sludge in your bathtub.
Sludge
in your bathtub. Well, let's talk about that for a while.
No. Never mention sludge.
Well, let's talk about my bathtub then.
All right, Doctor.
I probably got the nicest bathtub that any subgenius has, other than maybe Dr. Gordon.
Well, I say Bolivia. My bathtub's big enough to recline in, and that's saying a great deal.
Your bathtub's big enough to wash the small Arcadon in.
And that's exactly what we use it for. But I do admire your marvelous sunken tub with its hand-set tiles and the skylight above it letting in a mellow light over the scene of joyful splashing and bathing and all that sort of thing.
Yes, well, there was joyful splashing and bathing in the tub the other day, but we won't mention the names of the other participants.
No, but they can come to the show, and once reviewed in our line of pulchritude.
Listen, as long as the caller plugs in his scotch tape analogizer.
If it doesn't stick to the mechanism.
There's a way to listen to the show.
That's true.
A way that no doctor
get rid of us.
Has ever heard.
Just not really right to talk about it on the air.
Except for one guy, and that, of course, was Admiral Nelson, who actually had a radio and earphones piping into his ears as the show was in progress.
And he's at our cervix.
Full of Rexapil.
Well, here we are
in Mobius Rexum.
In the Procter
Center. A great sophomore.
Time to relax and have a cocktail. 12 and
20. Or have the head. If you don't like the tail,
your head moves.
Well. You
can think.
Pick a letter in the middle of that line.
By listening,
as your head sways.
By listening, you become better and wiser.
Now, tell me, have you read the book of the
subgenius? Yeah.
And what did you think of this tone?
I feel like an urn.
An urn into which arcane knowledge was poured?
A radio exception.
Ritual offerings are like a smoke.
Or you felt like one for a minute. Or you thought so. Or maybe you were on the show.
Or maybe you dreamed and you had a pie in the oven.
A big hand came and it went,
no!
Poor little listener walking down the brook.
We've even had different education.
Listener.
Fairies and elves immerses you in the life and lore of those beguiling spirits whose palaces hide beneath the hollow hills, bedad. You'll witness the shimmering fairy raid as the gold-shod horses of the Tuatha De Danann glide past, glowing with inner light, and watch a brave mortal rescue her love from
a
dark salami. Okay.
Whatever you did there, Doctor, unplugged one channel of headphones.
I feel as if one of my ears was disconnected, and I couldn't hear anything.
Take the station apart.
No change here.
Oh, we've only got one channel to talk to these people with. Quick, we've got to save as many listeners as possible as fast as we can through one. Here.
But how fashionable it's channel
what
number channel five.
Station. These guys aren't professionals.
These guys are going
puzzling
crazy
evidence.
Here.
Who, what are
early
you
in the morning.
Yeah, it's wacky. It's
nothing
goofy.
Changed
it's
on
goofy.
My program.
It's
so I'm not
it's
sure what
so
you're talking
it's fun.
About.
It's crazy. It's
one channel's
whatever.
Missing.
All the
subliminals
on that
have been
too.
Laser
bulked out.
Reduced. Well, we'll have to change everything all around then here and play lots of music for the nice listeners this early in the morning.
Different environments.
Your shoulder, cause things don't stay the same.
Follow this channel.
I believe this makes a tremendous
yes, we're having a subgenius hootenanny. Why is he nice?
It's better with Bob. It's better with Bob.
Our thinking in all levels.
And I didn't want to go down to the swamp and let Bob.
Bob, you know.
Bob, you know.
You know. Something.
Didn't want to go down to the swamp with Bob. And
get away from those hogs, boy. You'll make them sick.
Them too. So the hogs and the poodles went out.
And the hogs ate the poodles, and that's why we don't got no little poodles in the swamp, stranger. Now get yourself out of here. We don't take to your kind.
So we left the area. The hog poodles weren't allowed around there anymore.
Frankly, Doctor, I'm getting discouraged. We've been in this swamp for days, and we haven't been able to contact one alleged resuscitator of zombies.
Well, I don't know what we're going to do with this corpse of Dobbs. If we can't resuscitate it, it's starting to stink.
But if we could just get it to the Hungan, then perhaps it might start to go through the reanimation ceremony and maybe arrest what decay it has.
Well, no one's Hungan around here.
How depressing. How can it do anything without a brain?
The Hungans. I don't know. What's all this Mickey Mouse stuff? I felt like I was in the Twilight Zone.
No, you see, it's called gumbo. It's the religion of the Croatians who were moved there by the British from Canada in the year 1314. Yes, yes. They died.
Lucky they were. They got out of there early enough.
Yes, at the prepubescent age, as in Longfellow's marvelous poem, Evangeline, they were moved from the forest primeval.
That's a question. Spooky.
Back here, it was business as usual.
Yes, I was selling religion. Dollar a minute.
It
was fun. Lots of people were buying in those days, and there seemed no end to the theme panels that were available to the show.
Business was good. We had a lot of money to do.
Everybody was going crazy buying things.
Musical instruments.
I remember Gary got a radio as big as a house.
Look what I've got on the underarm.
Doug got a closet as big as a radio.
Yes. Look at that screen.
Those were exciting days.
Look what's on that screen,
you know,
guys.
We had to, what?
It's Pirate Girls.
That means time's going backwards, Dr. Hal. Let's watch the movie. They're all teeny again.
Yeah, well, they're not actually. I mean, these aren't little teeny girl pirates. It's a little teeny screen. They're actually big.
How does this stuff work, Dr. Hal? It's getting on me. Wait, it's like Vaseline.
Don't get any on you. Oh, you got some on you?
Yeah, Polaroid stuff. Where's the Polaroid soap?
It's okay. It's okay. Don't worry. No, just lay down.
So sometimes
lay down right here.
Communication is inevitable.
Oh, okay. Doctor, why did you have to do that? That was unkind way to treat a colleague. I'm deeply
Well, give us some anesthetic now, then.
Wolfman Jack. Maybe I can be Wolfman Jack in the next life.
Try this sap.
Yes, the Jack Sap.
Yeah, Jack Sap. Wolfman Jack Sap.
Yes, Jack Sap could smoke no frack. Right, his wife could take no skag.
Just rewind my mind
and
here.
So betwixt
I know
both,
if I put my mind
see,
to it, I can be Wolfman
they
Jack.
They filched a nickel bag. Oh, the helicopters, they're coming overhead.
Wolfman Jack, helicopters.
Edit that
Dead
information now.
This show's
I'll
going mad.
To a telephone answering cassette and play it all night long.
Oh, yeah, do that too. But the show's going
Jack.
Mad.
Wolfman Jack.
Yes, I heard you the first time, but some make rules, some obey, but the rules are for the fools, is what I say.
Look, we got to get the station away from the corner of Shattuck and Channing, or else Emmett will find it again.
For a while, it seemed
overload.
Like we had some control, but the stream of discontrol or entropic force has taken possession of the show again.
Our brains are beginning to throb again with the sound effects.
All we can think of is that we're tiny specks or spicules floating in a void, unable to communicate with each other or even make sense.
Just that readout, guys.
Hey, that's unfair. You can't bring in the supernatural. A subgenius doesn't stand for that sort of thing.
Well, we have to focus this whole show or the callers won't be able to see. We're going to have to lean the whole station toward the one guy that's listening right now, so here we go.
What gets me is how did they ever know what her face looked like?
Yeah, and to think it would have built this building as fast as it did.
They found a blind sculptor who stuck his hand into her grave and felt her face.
So scary. Okay.
Creepy.
Wake up time. Okay, Berkeley, get up.
Ta-Nehisi Coates.
It's an arrestable offense because we've decided that you can be arrested for certain things in areas that are designated high drug crime areas. It is not an arrestable offense on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. That's a policy decision. We've made a decision that we are going to invest in black communities through the criminal justice system and in no other way. That's a decision. And so, you know, I mean, that don't mean that the officer, you know, shouldn't have got fired today as he would. That don't mean that at all. But if that's your standard, if that's the enemy, you're just going to keep coming back again and again and again. And you end up talking about individual officers, which, I mean, in its own way, it's actually a really conservative formulation of the question. Because it says if I can get more individual, moral, correct acting officers, in place, then maybe we can fix this, as opposed to looking at entire systems.
Advancing the conversation to abolish racism for over 70 years. 94.1 KPFA.
After months of precautions, lockdowns, and social distancing, the coronavirus cases and hospitalizations continue to spike in the Bay Area. It's really KPFA's communal duty to remind everybody to remain cautious, stay vigilant about wearing masks, hand washing, and social distancing. We would all like to return to our regular activities, but first we have to remain alive. Be safe, be smart, be well. And thanks for listening to KPFA.
You're listening to 94.1 KPFA, 89.3 KPFB in Berkeley, 88.1 KFCF in Fresno, 97.5 K248BR in Santa Cruz, and online worldwide at kpfa.org.
And when he woke up, there was
all
a
those
hand
instructions
right, right on his face.
Hey, windy caller,
be afraid.
It's cold, I know, but go ahead and talk.
Or you won't get any breakfast.
I think we're taking a message from the subzone.
Yes, little caller, what happened?
Little caller, don't you know who this is?
Shining
yes,
like
we know who this is.
In a naughty
your
world.
Mama. It's not Jerry Jeff Caller Jr.
Bonk. My name is Jean-Jacques Biakis, the real famous one about the African war.
Up I don't lapike the patapo, napathapas kapalapper.
A skimmy to that,
Dr. Hell talks to the alien.
Well, calm the old boy down. What's the word for friend?
Amy,
Bala.
Hello? Collar's still moving, Hal. Yeah.
Swat him again.
Keep getting off
made
my
out
face.
Of plastic, nice. But it sure does a good job.
Okay, we're all alone now. Let's just drive the show.
There's collars all over the screen door.
Know, keep driving.
Well, look, there's that one little collar that's all lit up and everything. You just put a bunch of those in the jar, and maybe you can read comic books at night.
Okay, we'll put one in. Okay, I caught one. It's in the jar. It's in the jar. He was on the phone a minute ago. Now he's in the jar. Okay, don't
he gave up.
Thing.
The Tijuana Bible quotes were too much for his soul to bear.
Hirohito, Mirinessa.
Or maybe we were talking to one
script.
Of the weasel.
We've forgotten the script.
When we had a script, everybody could be heard. It was better then.
That's
are you
right.
referring to the Hinky Commission?
Yes, Hinky Commission must follow script. Do not worry about one gunman who blasted from side with mustache, puzzling evidence. No, not puzzling evidence.
As a quondam quotidian member of the Ed Hinky Commission to investigate the assassination of Bob Dobbs, I resent the allegation and I defy the alligator who claims that my allegiance to my country is in any way compromised by my subgenius faith. I am and always remain un-American.
Do you, Senator, continue to believe in torture in the public schools? The amendment.
Well, you've got to understand that it's not as simple as you might like to believe. The economy has to have paramount consideration. And, of course, we can't allow our daily needs to suffer simply because of the exaggerated complaints of an underprivileged few. I think that answers your question.
Well, what about your proposed amendment to make all students work at McDonald's for below minimum wage for 2 years after graduation from junior high school?
But the writer to that bill, which other party in Congress still continues to oppose, was that a small section of their frontal lobes would be removed and the electronic control developed by our friends in Silicon Valley implanted as per the conditions of the Karen Act. And thus, you see, these ethnics and minorities and other undesirables would be forced to enter the production line to create our McDonald's world state economy.
Well, I have to say that is an embarrassment to the American people, and I will not stand and I will not run for re-election on a supposed form of these ideas. To me, impossible.
We'll return to Damn Pain 84 in just a minute. Remember, it's only 30 days till
the erection. And now, a word from your caller.
Operate.
Please.
You are not in control.
It might be, and if it were, rolling so it would be. But as it isn't, really
happy New Year, Mark.
It's just another robot caller.
Is not that.
Okay, we'll try to.
Which is not that. Which is.
Oh, contraire, but you're not there.
Disembowel him. Next. I move back. I guess the 9-pound spiders have lost the gift of speech.
And many times in the explanation, they go through a searching process too. I think
you're here again.
Well,
we don't know
still
why, do we?
Diving for dullards on the Subgenius Hour. Remember, there is a suggested dinosaur in every package.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I had this dream.
Yeah, but most of the packages have been broken open and the dinosaurs have been allowed to perish.
Suggested for mature audiences only.
And once again, we must say, no, it's mature. Get your hands off of mature, okay?
Oh, well, keep your hands to yourself, fella.
Somewhere between.
And here goes Philo.
And
here, Philo. Here, Philo.
And now we switch our image from single Philo to the rather crowded Subgenius Rec Room.
Yes, unfortunately it's the Mobius Rec Room. And
look at those glistening bodies shining with sweat.
Yeah, but it's not human sweat.
They sure know how to work up an unholy appetite.
Well, doctor...
That's Dr. Proctor, and my friend here, Baker Faker, and Sailor Bailer, and Waiter Bader.
Impingements of
Waiter Bader.
Impotence.
Well, he's not available now. I'll have to send you some of our kitchen help.
Punctuating.
Well, I guess there's a Philo.
He doesn't seem to be
soon.
Answering. I can't leave the desk, sir, or I'd go and investigate.
He should be awake soon, believe me.
Believe me, everything's under control.
And
the
for
show
those of you
is
who
continuing
don't
as
understand
usual.
What's going on, we're just about to contact one of the most unimportant members of the current Church of the Subgenius, but one of the most past important members, or something.
This is a great moment in history.
Or something.
We are
it's
about
true.
To make contact with
it's
one
about
of the strangest
the
creatures ever to be heard by mortal man.
And so if you can't stand to listen to this guy, either can we. So here he is. Here he is. Here he is. Here he is.
Here he is himself.
It's Philo. It's Philo.
Actually,
it's...
you must tell that little caller to go away for a little while so we can switch to
their line. Oh, we can't connect to Philo
caller,
because
you
there's
hang
some
up, caller. Caller, hang up right now.
Diddly squat caller on the line trying to block our transmission to Philo. Now, if that isn't un-American atheism, no. I don't know what is.
Philo, please don't listen to this. Come on, Philo. I know you want to have the...
Impossible to speak to the common rank and Philo.
Hang up.
Uh-oh.
Punch me in again here.
Wait.
Don't bring in your hang-ups, man.
Well, yeah, it's going to be okay, Philo. It'll be all right. Come on, sit up, Philo. It'll be all right.
That's it. Town boy, get the stick. Get the stick, boy. Get the stick.
Everything's going to be okay.
Get the stick, Philo. Get the stick. That's it.
That's right.
Bring it here.
Grab those dots, Philo. It's going to be okay. Oh, yeah, come on, wake him up.
Now the pipe, boy. Now the pipe.
That's right, stand up.
Do the pipe.
Sit up, Philo. Come on, Philo, wake up.
Here in just a moment. He's putting on a t-shirt, ladies and gentlemen.
It's okay. It's okay. It'll be all right.
It's the Sargassum Sea. Surrounding the Noosphere, the Sorghum Sea surrounds our planet in the upper epipipe.
That's a beautiful piece of epipipe you got there, Philo. But
in epistemizing on the puppetoons of
Pismatology,
it is necessary to consider these reigns of frogs and tiny fish, which have occasionally bedazzled and bedeviled mankind.
Okay, Philo, we're going to punch you in right now. Come on.
Okay, you're going to punch me in, man.
And now, live from the...
Ridiculous. And now here's Philo.
Yeah, here's Philo. Here he comes. Come on, everybody.
Look
now
at him, Philo.
Here is Philo. He's here. He's here. Hi, Philo. You're here now. Come on, Philo. Speak up. Oh, Philo.
It's Philo.
Oh, Philo. Why did you come here to this show to hurt us now?
Well, you must understand that.
Connie there.
Oh. No, Connie's here. No
Connie
con.
Was here a
no
while ago.
Con.
She was here a week
but
ago or maybe
the
two.
Con.
There have, I wish I knew.
There have been the rumors that you'll be here soon.
Well, there's a possibility of that.
You call that possible?
He's coming out in the late Novembrian age, 70 million years ago.
As long as the...
Yeah, well, we know about that part, but you know... What about this attempted resurrection of the corpse and their future...
Here, Dr. Philo, let me help you freshen up.
What about the resurrection of Bob in the spring?
What we're working on right now is an implantation of Bob's personality. He had
But when the brain was robbed, someone supposedly siphoned out his personality into a jar.
Interesting. Just as primitive savages believe that eating the brain of their antagonist.
Well, that's a good idea, but
gives
I hope you're going to get a better set of doctors
of
this time.
Tastes
we
like.
Think that the clone Bob would be better and greater than the real Bob was.
It's true. It's true. And also, you know, Dr. Philo, Overman Philo, I should call you, I guess. The truth is that we have a theater date now, and we were wondering if you'd consent to speak in public for the first time in many years about some of the events in the church, and especially the shooting of Dobbs in January.
When's the date and where?
It's the 23rd and 24th at a little club called 16, right in 16th. In the Mission.
There'll be a...
not right up the street from where Bob was shot, about a block away.
A band that dare not, Doctors for Thousand Wotans under a rug band. Going to be playing there, too.
Sounds good.
So bring the big head and your guitar. Or sax.
The head always comes.
Oh, good, because, you
and
know...
And a magnificent sight it is.
When the head comes, it'll be just a little ways away from its birthplace, from what I understand.
That's right.
And when are you coming in, by the
you
way?
You can't keep those heads from coming.
What dates are your arrival and go-away times?
Well, we don't have them nailed down yet. We're working that out.
Can you make
right
the two
now.
Weekends of that weekend? Of that week?
Yeah, it would be the weekend.
Because then you could do this show.
You see,
that's
my
right.
friends, two weekends make a strong end.
You mean that show is real?
This
no,
show
no,
is
it's not.
All too real.
Oh, you're speaking
so.
Right now, actually.
Here on
you're
tape, early in the morning.
This show is
we'll be playing this back Saturday morning at 4:30.
Am I on the hair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are definitely on
so
the hair.
So we have to shave
now.
A little off here.
Naturally, so, we'll have to censor the obscene parts for government specifications.
So if you want to be in this band, you better come here right now.
Okay.
Start practicing.
Hey, am I there yet?
Yeah, you're here now. Now sing.
Okay.
The
whoa,
words.
Wotan, Wotan, frozen god of Northland, hey. You are my man.
Thank
oh, Wotan.
Thank you. I know you can't hear the sound effects, but we have about 18 tracks of
no, but I can
pure
feel
noise
them.
All over
I can't
over
hear them, but I can feel them.
Well,
for those of you who haven't never met this,
this
person
we
before,
should introduce
we should man. Introduce this person. This is not any normal human being. No, no, this is the salesman par excellence.
No man.
The man who taught Dobbs how to sell.
Dr. Philo
Bob
Trump.
And I went through a training class together for Future Farmers America Selling Club.
And well, Dr. Drummond, you're being billed here as the man that Bob was patterned after, and I know that's a big hunk, so to speak, but that's exactly what was happening. Oh, here he denies it on the air.
That's actually, that's just a rumor. Actually, I modeled myself after Bob.
Then why aren't you dead?
Why am I not dead? Well, I didn't make it out to San Francisco.
And also, it
true
might be
enough.
Because
I mean,
of Dr. Drummond's failure to achieve a Dobbs nature.
You are now being electronically added to the video of Night of Slack, as if you were there and were shot yourself.
That's true. So, see you in court.
Get it?
What about my T-shirt?
Well, you can put it back on.
That's going to be something else, but I did save you some posters.
Most people drink coffee these
you
days
anyway.
Some
pills?
Yeah, save some pills.
Okay.
Right off the stage.
All right.
And then we'll have to go back to the theater on one afternoon and walk you through in chroma key some of the parts so you can join in on the video. We'll drop you in Court's video later.
That's right. So you want to be on synthesizer or drums?
You can see more of you when you're on synthesizer.
That's right.
We have one of those Arbitrons, but we can't seem to play it out through the board. I'd play it for you. It's got some wonderful Bob songs done by the new that new band, Devoid, or whatever their name is.
Devoid, huh?
Devoid, yeah. That old band you used to be in before they went famous, yeah.
Right, okay. They were second cousins to Thousand Doctors, right?
Right. Yeah. How are
and
they?
And there was a double cousin to the band that's they're not speaking
to. And I forgot to send you the tape, but it's sitting there on the floor. Don't worry.
Step neighboring
law. But I'll give you the instructions for the tape right now, okay?
Where you're having a four channel album's coming pretty soon. You do know that we found a way to turn off the sound. The sound modifier.
The Dolby.
Oh, did you hear? We finally won our lawsuit from Doctors for Bob.
How much?
$7 billion.
Wow! And who gets paid?
We do. Doctors for Bob will be paying us for the rest of their lives.
I can hear the coffee taking effect.
Libelous, slanderous.
In Navajo, that's go away.
Because of For years, they've claimed we were the best of the Doctors for Bob rip-off bands.
Well, you must be. You've got over three good musicians have gone bad in your band. I think that's much higher ratio than the Doctors for Snoot.
Four of them have died.
Discharge. Well, I heard DiSterna is going to go to medical school now.
In Mexico.
That's or Bolivia.
That's right.
He's going to become a brujo.
A brujo?
Right.
A drunken adult brujo.
Or some such. Oh, listen to this.
Okay.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Jiggery.
What was it?
That's the sound of
Christina's
brown liquid.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought that was the sound of Christina's little brain rolling around inside her head.
This will revive dead brain cells.
Well, it'll be too late because the show is almost over.
Oh, is that right?
The tinker of the twisted crystals.
It's 10 minutes to 6 here on KPFA.
No, about 10 minutes from now, little callers will all be dead.
Yes.
That's right. And the show won't be pumped up again until next week.
Did the mystery caller call today?
The misery caller? They're all misery callers.
No, the mystery
pitiful,
caller.
Pitiful.
I know
just pitiful
callers,
is what I call it.
They're pity callers. Pity, pity, pity callers.
Mindless awareness.
But what about the mystery callers?
What about the tapes?
The one caller? You know
what about the Algiers Motel incident?
Are you going to send us one of these things?
That one caller from that one time?
That one time. No, there's no caller now, and there's no time now. You don't understand. The show hurts you now, Philo. We're not strong enough to stay awake.
The board's lighting up like a Christmas tree. Just look at it, but we don't have time to talk to any of these callers.
It's not Christmas.
Oh, holy overman. Can you hold on for a second?
Certainly.
Be right back. Good morning.
Tenderness.
Good morning.
Good morning. Do you have a question for the overman?
Good morning.
Yes. That was it.
Did you hear the question?
Imaginary.
Do you have your radio on there?
Yeah, I've got my radio.
Okay,
on.
Yeah, I thought so.
Well, put your head on the radio.
That's right.
Okay.
Oh, hold your ham on the radio.
Okay. My hand is on the radio.
You got your head, your ham hocks, and your hand.
Don't
right?
be ham-handed, Gary.
I've got my ham and my head on the radio.
Okay, everything's all right then. Now begin to warm your brain up until it reaches an inner temperature of 145 degrees.
Okay.
Now the ham should begin to warm up.
We'll be right back.
As Philo cooks his
I know, I've connected my eye to the ear now, and I found Sir Thomas Brown. Okay.
Sir Thomas Brown?
Did you hear the question,
Philo?
Extremis and other.
These are your fans, Philo. You got to wake up. You've got to come back to life.
There's the tiny overwoman.
Other fabricated facetiousness.
Hear the tiny overwoman back there.
There's a war between the family members here.
As usual, when the show calls out.
You're entrenched deep there into the dioxin pit there.
Well, my daughter just pulled a 45 on me. Okay. I'm being held hostage in my own home.
Why be afraid of an obsolete record?
By this fairy-like fantasy.
That's right.
They have sharp edges, Dr. Hal. It's not a laughing matter.
Yes, they can be flown like
they can be sharpened by young children and thrown at adults as they drive past in the street.
Like
promise her anything, but give her a new bicycle every 6 months.
She says she needs pills and toys before she'll release me.
What kind of pills? We'll send them out.
Candy pills. Hey, guys, can you hurry?
No, we can't do anything. We're just laughing. Really? You should see what's going on here, Philo. You wouldn't believe it. There's doctors, there's surgery, it's like we're trying to talk you and everything. We're just trying to operate on these listeners like crazy.
Drugs and pills and medical pills.
We're gathering
all
among us and the thousands and thousands of little feet of
recidivism.
Strange things.
Oh. Yes, we hear the pitter-patter.
Be good, Philo.
Little overwoman. Stop that, little overwoman. Stop hurting the overman. Oh, little overwoman's beating him up.
Hey, she's serious, you guys.
Okay.
You send that stuff yet?
Yeah, it's on the way.
Two
right
pills
now.
And
checks in the
toys.
Mail.
It's
in the mail.
Hey, hold on. We got to put the show on fast.
That's what caused Connie to set Bob on fire.
Actually, I called for one big reason. How much do you want for the commission for the show in January or in November?
And the commission.
How much promotional? Excuse me.
Well, we've been promoting here on the radio.
What was our question again?
Is Biophilo
for no reason at all? And is Biophilo going to show up and speak in public there? And how much a commission does he want?
Right. How much money do you want to speak?
We'll have to work this out.
Yeah, I guess so. A lot of zeros, huh?
That's right.
The Kenny Dr. Drummond would not admit.
If you got a good speech, you might get a plane ticket out of it. Because you'll be talking in front of executives of the Maxon Corporation. A division
They'll grill you and check your every movement.
Well, lots of zeros.
Lots of zeros, and it'll scare you.
Maybe a one.
Get to the Sabdinis, and they. No, I can't really sing the rest of this because it's public radio and it's not really available.
No, yeah, one zero, and two. That was a good error.
All right, we're switching over to one and two. Engines one and two.
All right.
And now we're tuning the caller.
Coming in on a wing and a prayer.
Well, do I get a bi-lifter kit with that?
Probably
bio-lifter.
So.
Bi-lifter.
Before you know it, too.
And a bull worker.
And redone valves.
Though there's one motor gone, yet I must carry on. Coming in on a wing and a prayer. Well, it's time for us to leave now. And the forces of darkness once again must give way before the forces of light. Yes, until next time.
Yeah, Emmett's here.
We must crawl into our dens of
red. He's going to push us off the cliff.
Our hellish bogs and our pits of slime. Until the next time, we can inflict our message upon you. But until then.
Yes, until then.
This is Puzzling Evidence. Beginning to sign out now as we get close to the end of the show.
And this is Dr. Gary Gabofam wishing I was asleep.
And this is Uncle Hal, the kiddie's pal, with his brain desperately full of random vicious thoughts and evil impulses. Down here.
And this is Dr. Philo Drummond coming to you from out here.
In the boondocks, the back of beyond.
Now, Philo, if just
we'll
one
let
thing
Philo
for our listeners, before
we'll
you go,
Philo close the show
would
for
you
us,
say,
you can hum, you can ohm till the cows come home. Nothing's better than
This is, of course, the original version.
So, are you going to be over to Wotan tonight?
Ripped off by some black band from East St. Louis.
Really? And what year was that?
The West Coast version.
What year? What year was that?
Excuse me?
What year was that?
1952.
Wow. Yes, the boxer was in the Philippines. Scatman Curtis.
This, of course, is the wimped out Texas version.
That sounds terrible.
What about the California
you
one?
You can't do that sort of thing
the California
in San Francisco.
Version is this.
And the Arkansas? I thought that was the Dallas one, because I just got a tape from one of the people in Dallas, and it has a whole bunch of simulator on it. And it's got
those are counterfeit.
It's got a I should have known.
Which is, of course, is just as valid as the real thing,
and usually more valuable.
Right.
Yeah.
And easier to manipulate and duplicate.
That's for sure.
Well.
Those are neat sound effects you have behind you there. Where'd you get that baby one? We just use record babies.
Well, sometimes we use Molo babies.
Well, I've got this baby here is still holding a gun on me.
Well, we've got 3 minutes left in the official show. Maybe you could close the show for us, Dr. Philo.
In my own home.
Okay, well, if you could, before you get killed, give us a little goodbye.
Give
all of Northern and Central California is waiting with bated breath as they're all in the Bay Bridge stop now, listening, waiting.
Putting anchovies in their mouths.
We want your blessing and your benediction.
And they want to get that bait out of their mouths.
Please accord us with...
I'm sorry.
The number you have reached is not the overhead.
Please be sure you are
dialing the correct number. Look,
they make him talk about the tapes, too.
Well, and say goodbye to California, Philo. We'll get you on line number 7.
Celebrations.
On the false show of false slack.
Yeah, you hold on after the midnight hour here.
Personality bypass.
I want to talk to you for a minute as the show gets dimmer and dimmer.
Well, that's not what the toll wanted you, though.
Yes, sir, this gentleman has a proposition for you. It'll curl your hair.
Curl your short hair, huh?
Yeah, that's right. It'll make the bristles in the back of your neck pop up like a razorback hog. Hear what this fellow's got to say.
Well, I understand.
Cowboy's here now.
Yeah.
Yeehaw.
Well,
it's a rattle.
That's why a real cowboy always chews bazooka bubblegum.
So bye-bye, Philo.
Oh,
bye-bye.
Last week as we drove away, Emmett played Indian music. Boy, did I feel at home because I spent all summer in the Navajo Reservation. And to hear about little ghosts dancing in front of my eyes.
Oh, yes, the ghost dancer.
Sure made things easier.
Only 2.5 inches tall.
Okay.
Those Indians,
Au revoir, my friends. Goodbye. Until the next time. Farewell.
Off the Benefucci.
Okay. Goodbye, everybody.
Is it over?
Yes, it's over, but...
you are not.
Yes, but the show's not over.
We're still on.
Almost
there's
over.
There's all kinds of confusing factors.
So, too many false listeners?
Well, not really, but it's almost over. It's almost over. Then we're going to fold it up and put it away, because even Dr. Howell's given up, and the little callers have given up, and everybody's given up.
K-Thing.
Hey, I struggled so hard to get out of bed. I struggled. And believe me, it was just so, those callers. Just so.
We must have been on the same wavelength.
Yes, those callers. It would never be answered.
We're making special on the radio because you're nice.
Yeah, then suddenly I drove the love truck across Berkeley. And as I was flying down Shattuck Avenue at 50 miles an hour, passing policemen and slamming on my brakes, I thought of you, the dear callers that ruin our show. Yes. Well, we're not answering the phone tonight, except for a 10-minute section between.
Come on, don't confuse people. I'm listening on the radio, and probably two people crashed right now as you said that, thinking, I'm late. Crash.
So there they all were, the show, gathered in the living room of KPFA, leaving only little Gabote and little Mobius to mind the other. So that's okay.
Or my name ain't puzzling evidence.
Yes, and my name isn't Dr. Hal Rabbit. Robert Rubin.
Well, we're gonna try.
It'll be real funny because we're here.
That's a healing. You're nice.
I don't understand why our own church sends these things in to try to kill us on our own show.
No, I know you're calling all the way from.
I'm gonna go join the party.
Oh, there's a party out there. All right, well, I guess I have to rant here. Tell them to bring a little party to me. Very, very special.
What a horrible show.
Radio Lifetime.
Well, this means.
I was just telling him.
No, rocket away.
Don't fuck me. I'm just a dog.
Rocket away. Fly rocket to the moon.
Yes, I'm a great caller.
Looks like Dallas to me. Looks like Dallas out there.
There. That's my wall.
That was easy. Well, that was a lot easier than talking.
How do I know?
Let's ease into this slowly.
I'm trying to be funny, Doug. And you walk in here with that face on your head and everything. That's much funnier than anything I could have said.
In this world, that's the only one we can have. Laugh, laugh, laugh. No, thanks. Yes. Down here pushing buttons and trying to keep you from, well, from a lot of things.
From your sleep, for one.
That's right.
You kept me from mine. Why shouldn't I keep you from yours?
Philo kept me from theirs.
Oh, that's right. Philo is Vanity 6 now.
No. No, he's 2,000 billion doctors or something, because I got a tape from him today, and they're just talking and talking and talking.
Is that the Watch Out for Gary of Volume 6?
No, that was just one album. They didn't pursue that idea very long.
Well, I never.
Okay. Well, for Dr. Gabot fan, we had to put on one song by his favorite band from a long time ago, and they are. Romance and getting abused. It was,
what was I? I think it was,
David Meyer's old band, R. Stevie Moore.
Wasn't it one by
pause in our scheduled programming to bring you these public service announcements. Kill yourself.
You know what these
now.
Sounds are, of course.
Agent I, buy lottery ticket number 666666666.
Yes, it's time for David Meyer. We'll be trying to call that Pope of New York later in the show to find out just what it is he thinks about all this stuff.
Why is he so mad at somebody?
He has such a hard time dealing with the new show. So do I. So do all the sub-deans. And the sub-deans will rise up and talk about those old shows.
The old Rotown
this morning.
The show are now entering the studio here. We're beginning to roll Dr. Hal down the way.
Where's the guy?
Pass
loiter about me.
Nah.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, we'll wait till he's there at the microphone.
That's right. We're loading the show down with more talent and more personality than you could ever imagine.
Closing the clip there. And there's the other thing is now with us.
You'll be amazed.
I can't plug this into anything.
Oh, no, don't leave it alone. It's not supposed to be plugged into anything. It's really, plug that in and there's no show left.
Okay.
And so it was as it had ever been.
So that was the funny part of the folks show. We apologize.
What?
Famous folk
in the show we may have left on you that can't be washed off.
Standard equipment on this baby.
Yes, this rocket can do it. 1,000 miles a second.
Do you realize that the expansion of the universe is even slower than we thought 1 hour ago?
It's backwards and behind itself,
it's
but
lower
it may
by an hour.
Pull itself up.
That's
by
right. That means all the gravitons are actually smaller than we thought.
Productivity
they are.
And personality. Yes, this old
we don't
universe
spring
Mars
at all. We have to catch up at the speed of light. We have to
welcome
roll
to our little
towards.
World once again.
Yeah, that's right. Fall away.
It's the Mellow Subgenius Show. Very good friend. We're all going to kick back and get comfy. Put our feet up near the fire. Have a big steaming mug of hot chocolate and dig right in to our Subgenius Marshmallow Bag.
Subgeni Hot Chalkies.
Sorry.
Yes, and strumming our instruments as we gather around the fire. Well, look at that blackened form roasting on the spit. Turning, dripping slowly.
That's what former members wind up as.
That's right. They grind up the collars and make that powder out of them.
Have you tried lyrics?
Well, we've tried everything.
Yes, and we've tried everything. We really have on this show. And
including the David Meyer Choir.
You're taking it on the roof. Yes, and Davy Meyer's Choir and all those other people were out there in those three shows, and that's what we want to talk about
yeah,
this
David
morning.
David Meyer's Choir, but I still like
the three
okay.
shows that we give a radio hoot about.
Be in it.
9th of, what was it, the 9th of November?
Well, oh, whenever it was. 15 centuries ago now.
Sure does.
But just remember, as you sit and dial your phones, we're not going to be answering the phones except between 5:40 and 5:50.
That's right.
On.
There's no
so
use
many
calling.
People have called
540.
In and said bad room out.
4:50.
Are you sure it's 5:40 and 5:50, Doctor?
I think it's
yes, between 5:40.
It's easy enough to remember. 5:40
and
5:50.
We'll be accepting calls.
Roger.
Please don't call
X-ray Delta 1 Whiskey 0 Charlie. I read you on that 5:40 to 5:50. Only during this segment of time will it be possible to communicate with the doctors of the air this
evening.
All other times it is futile to dial. So take your little infantile fingers away from those twitching buttons and forbear to dial 848-4425.
Because we won't answer
until 5:40 to 5:50.
Thank you, Hal and Hal Jr.
So what we need to talk about now is all those old shows that were all over everything so long ago.
Well, what about the rubber show, the elastic show that we did some time back?
Somebody snapped that and hurt me real bad.
Fantastic show.
Really?
Well, it's not... Oh, my goodness, look, it's... why, we're seeing upside-down ships hanging...
Upside-down cake.
This must be the Southern Ocean.
Really good.
Just a few minutes ago.
Well, this is the cake we served on the 9th of November at the Stone in San Francisco, and if you were there swinging those golf clubs around with the faithful... You know just what kind of show it was.
The slides up?
Just that very thing.
Well, perhaps the listeners would like to see them projected on my glasses.
There we go. Now go to the next
but
slide.
But now I can't see the interocitor screen, Doctor. Can't you move it around so...
There we go. And you should be able to focus up with a knob on the top of your helmet.
Or is he supposed to be spraying these things?
Instruction packet back in the president's envelope.
Why does that seem to
be effective? Unrealistically
unreasonable.
Why not focus on the glass there and they can see it reverse ways
That's
while
true.
We can
we
see it front ways? Just turn your interocitor on.
There we go. Yeah. It's
yeah.
in the glass of my helmet.
Really now this represents the Acropolis of ancient Greece, or maybe it's a fly's foot under extreme
Okay, now that is actually... Okay, the next slide, please. That's my wife.
Maybe we extinguish the light. And here we can make some sense out of this here.
That's just what has
on.
To happen.
Turn the master switch.
We are untouched.
No, not that little switch.
That
just ejected the co-pilot into space.
We're sorry about any confusion that might have arisen from these maneuvers, and we'll be with you again shortly.
Okay, what's the... Oh, this is, this is the radio show on the... What was it?
We gotta turn
the last radio show on
October. No, we're not gonna see anything.
Doctor, we're having
Book.
A... Nobody knows that those plugs.
How about if we stand on the chairsk and unscrewsk the bulbsk?
Oh, it could be.
No, I don't think we have to go that far. I think we can actually just hit the switch over here.
Well, we'll find out now how many doctors it takes to unscrew a bulb. And there they are.
Oh, boy, look, it's everything there.
Every detail the kind men like.
It's awesome.
Take a look at in pulsing technicolor.
We can move right along to the next medical slide. These are his first load are from the radio show.
Solomon and all his glory.
Just a few short days, weeks, months ago.
Yes, but it seems like the other side of another lifetime.
Yes, it is. Now, I guess, the way things are going.
The back door to hell.
What a wonderful place hell is. Jump in this wonderful, wonderful
focus.
Audiovisual experience.
Who are these individuals? That looks like a diminutive Mobius Rex. A tiny Mobius
Oh, no, it's Buck Rex.
It is indeed.
It's a dual Rex, you see. This is what we call 3D. It's our special subgenial process. And a ghostly Wellman now cleaves the air.
Yes?
Oh, that's good.
Ho, ho, it's a great day. No, little caller, I'm sorry. We're taking calls. What time was that, Gary?
That's
540 to 550.
Yeah.
We'll be receiving calls from our fans. Or people that want to ask questions.
This
people
session.
That want to make comments.
Or take notes of the
Or if you have a beef or something you just want to get off your chest.
Other members of our radio cast clowning around there.
I wasn't even invited to that show because I didn't have that rocket to the piano pin to wear on my shirt.
That was a shocking omission, Doctor.
There you go, Gary.
Well, you know, I thought I knew Chinese cooking. But.
It's all so restful out here in space.
Yes, it's like letting go. You know, it's like 100,000 tiny fingers telling you to let go.
Oh, they tickle. Okay, this is at the 9th of November at the Stone when we were exciting
wow,
so many
I
people
sure wish I could see this. It looks like a most interesting picture, but unfortunately...
Well, you'll be able to see it someday, but until those government funds come through, we can't show any of this stuff.
As sharp as crystal. What a wonderful focus.
More.
Beautiful reception on your inner Oscar screen.
You? More what, though?
Come on.
Paramount.
The more
bulk of our...
Right there.
That
could be Dr. Jewell if it wasn't puzzling evidence.
Look, it looks like it might be little angels circling around and around.
Yes, they could be.
Look at them little nurses.
They're nice little nurses, too.
Look at all the people that are trying to hurt their fingers, though, to gain access to that
show code. Sexy nurses wearing their striking red and black armbands of the master race. And there, another one of the famous nurses.
That's right.
What's that red object in the foreground?
That is the red object is another photographer.
Oh, yes, these news hounds will get their copies of that.
Oh, I see. You're looking at two panes.
Now, that's something we could only hope for.
Yes, a rare shot of Mavridis Americanus. How mysterious
does the story go? That's right, holding its claw up to its head, ready
Buddy
to rip
was,
its own brain open for the show.
Not to take such a drastic step, and
until, of course,
chance proved him wrong there.
That's right, and many people asked him to step back and retake those steps.
But it was too late. And there's the famous sternodox.
That's right, holding Siri right there in his little hand.
That's Siri?
That's Siri. See,
good
if he
Lord.
Opened his fist, her whole soul would run out right
what
out.
Happened
so
to her.
Teeny on this show. They're always so teeny.
And there, what looks like an enormous tombstone or sepulcher with Dobbs' face on it. Ironic, isn't it?
That Dobbs' face could be on anything.
Yes, and standing by the sepulcher is...
Vision Magic.
Who?
That's a Sterno boy.
Sterno Docs
so
is starting the show.
For those of you who aren't interested right now, we're going through the old show.
Yes, we're examining it.
There have been so many reruns
and stuff. Until we finally reach the innermost ultimate
We have to look at the giant golf balls. We have to look at the podium with Bob's face on it. We have to look at the Wotan banner.
Here's Buck Naked singing
Buck
Wire
Naked, the universal favorite. The universal favorite of the show, Buck Naked singing Wire in My Brain.
And a wire it was, too. And we'd give that little wire a charge every once in a while, and he'd start up a song, and we'd all hoot and howl and
you'd
some
see
kind
him
of
wince
perverted dance.
Well, I'm afraid you'll never see that poor fellow on stage in San Francisco again.
Not with this band, no.
Yes, some might say he wore out his welcome a little too well.
Yes, and here's another fellow who wore out his welcome at many people's houses too late at night.
It's the Biffster. Yes, no kidding.
Showing
it's W.F. Brock
himself.
That's
and
right.
off in the background, you still see Buck there, and if this were a real
I mean, if we were really down here at the station, you'd see the audience beyond that.
Yeah, I can hardly see anything through this ultra-dimensional.
Well, you'll see this whole thing all over again at some other time.
We are the forerunners of...
And these are live drummers, live guitar players, and live bagpipes.
And there's live Richard sitting exactly where Sneaky once sat.
Ah, yes, what a tranquil scene. The giant Dobbs head just moments before it caved in from stench and rottenness, like the facts in the case of M. Volume.
Oh, that was because Greedy's was inside giving orders to it, and it finally said, I can't take another order from you.
And vaguely before that can be seen the mysterious evanescing podium.
There's False Beard.
Hey, maybe there's one from the dressing room when the girls were changing.
There's some very important people in the hierarchy with evidence of drug abuse at the time.
Yes,
I guess Richard must be a doctor.
Evidence,
yes, he's in the pictures, and he has that band shirt on in the picture.
That's right. He was the only band member to actually wear that band shirt, which he paid Dr. Kidney Mucho Dolores for. I don't know if you guys realize that. Largely
well,
from
see,
the
more music you actually know and can use, the more you have to pay to be in the band.
Yes, it's sad.
Well, he had to pay plenty, believe me.
That's right. He had a lot of notes to account for over the years.
$35 he paid for that shirt.
Oh, geez. Well,
of course, Dr. Kidney is known
I paid
for
more
his
than that for all the shirts.
Yeah, but you got
I didn't pay for a single goddamn one.
I got four shirts, and then I had to find a ride home. They took my
administrative departure.
Well,
easygoing.
They get more and more interesting, but this is the back of Glass Man. Showing the not the fake beard, and also again when you see on the proper reflective surface,
or the Loch Ness Monster, or is it
focusing on the first plane there? See, there's different planes at these different planes.
Due
to doctors, and you've always got to be aware of the different planes because there's
because if you get in the wrong one, you'll be in the wrong
place. That must be on the astral plane.
Species.
It was a long time ago.
And there's
Don Joyce and Chris doing the sound for this amazing show.
And
if you ladies and gentlemen, I know, have listened to the soundtrack. I did, and Bruce did. I would hand the F1 to Bruce, and he would take care of it for a while. And then when I go on stage to be, well, you know, then he'd shoot for me. And then back and forth until
the show started.
And then it was like nothing anyone had ever seen before.
Come on, let's go down to the show. Come on.
Bring out your dad.
This is the Reverend David Meyer, the Reverend Big Bang. The Reverend Weird...
Point of
Dr.
Weird Halyevich.
For the day. Is that Jerry
yes,
Jeff Caller?
Yes, I saw the alms for the day.
No, that's Dr. Duell.
Oh,
Jerry Jeff Caller
appears
the nurses who have these women told
Jerry
me they have never slept on the beach.
You're being famous to
the sun on the beach. That's the thing you get. You get your skin exposed, you know?
Polka dancing. Now, there's Jerry Jeff Caller in the tiny brown shirt.
Yes, and look at him standing in that colorful pair of lifelike lederhosen, impersonating an S.A. barroom brawler. We lost our tails.
That's during Glass Madness. Next slide, please. These are horribly embarrassing slides. I don't mean to.
Oh, come on. Let's see.
Bog you down.
I
now, this is the exact same situation with no Clash. Now, isn't that exciting?
Yes, the Clash didn't show up, but we did have other.
And now the movable focus system shows you how exciting it was to be there during that day.
Yes, your eyeballs would have pulsated with agony, and it would have appeared just like we get to see it on our specially privileged screen.
It's fairly similar, too.
No tiny color. Not till later. Not till later. We'll tell you when.
Stop trying to call our program.
We've got to hold on to the slideshow for a minute so I can run out to the
room.
Oh, there's the Dr. Slideshow, Dr. Gabofam Slideshow member right there.
Let me caution all you callers once again.
I get all excited.
There's no point in trying to raise us.
What the hell are we supposed to do
until 5:40 a.m.?
Nobody's down here. Nobody's awake. This show isn't really happening. Just go seepy now.
I wish. Look at the board. Look at all those lights. Why don't people listen to
them? We just taunt them. We try to be serious. Okay, yeah, right. There are black places. I just realized there's an extra added attraction later. I have to run down to get the.
And that must be Janer and his
only shooting a bomb slide that exists.
Performing
you
the
left
famous
those in the car, did you?
They're down in the car because they're getting ready to still be Xerox someday. Just kidding.
Feats of daring do.
Yes, and his feet are up in the air.
Yes, and it's just like the foggy do.
Remember, that's shot by Gary Gabofam of Puzzling Evidence Laboratories.
Come on.
Was it?
Gary didn't shoot anybody. Puzzling Evidence. That's a guy who goes around
shooting. Knows with these things. It's not written on the slide anymore like it used to be in the old
Well, we wanted proper credit for that one because it's so important insist on small, unimportant things.
Like subliminal
radio.
Yes, and like delicious, lifelike, edible beer bottles.
who's this Natal guy that we keep seeing?
Well, I think he's our exchange student in our subgenius program for...
Okay, now we're getting ready, of course, for the scary launch.
Looks like a big storm coming up. That must be Janer getting ready to launch the head.
Hurry up, it's getting cold out here. We're doing the show down the street.
It's time for my extra meditation.
Okay, here you go, Harry. Just plug into the
machine. We ought to get downwind of that feller. He's extra meditating something fit to beat the band.
Shoo-wee, I can tell from here.
My God, what's this, a crowd scene?
Yes, those are the faithful swinging golf clubs. I was amazed at how many people had golf clubs and were swinging them in those closed and
confined
area.
Yes, they
seem
to be
area.
Swinging them in our direction and somewhat threateningly, too.
Well, you'll see that later. But there's the actual launching. The head has just left the screen.
And look at it go, a beautiful trajectory. It's a marvelous liftoff.
And, of course, Bucknick felt personally responsible to get that head back, and he did.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, as you notice down here at Berkeley, it's raining. We've taken the microphone out onto the where they're having the slideshow outside now. Our subgenius are all sitting around a screen.
Hey, who's that babe in the red dress there?
Hey, that's a real goody babe.
Oh, yeah, she is a good one, isn't she?
She's screaming.
I guess she must be screaming for her paycheck.
Yes, she was.
She led the choir in some of their most famed and beloved subgenial favorites.
That's right.
Including Run Subgenius Run, The Day They Blew Bob Away, and In the Year 2525.
Hold us there.
Hold it. He thinks you're attacking the girl. Oh, we've just seen an astonishing sight. Yes, the subgenius beach party occurs even in the teeth of a raging tidal
wave. What a party, hey, what a party.
Yeah, did you bring your sloppy joes?
Told you, little caller. Not now. Later.
Oh, you cats out there have got to stop calling us now. Only wait till 5:40 in the a.m. before you call the subgenius hour of mystery and darkness. So quit calling in now, because we're not going to answer.
Right. We're experiencing an adventurous escalation of our nightmares.
See you very shortly at the Sunset Strip.
This is the break part. See, we're not even going to show ourselves slides during this part. We're real serious, and it's rainy down here. It's all cold. And
hey, when
I just
are we going to set up
build
that
a fire. Maybe we can break up the board here
and see some good old.
Tell you what, let's break up the chairs and get warm in here this year, huh?
No, Doug always likes to make a big fire out of the furniture.
Well, I can't help it. I just want to stay warm. Seems like it's December in here in KPFA.
Hey, let's chuck that thesaurus on the fire.
We did our work and did a great job during the roundup of money just a little while ago. Thank you, little caller. Thank you for giving up.
Yes,
we're serious
thank you,
about
callers.
These
you can call us
situation.
Again at 5:40. At 5:40 a.m., call us at 848-4425.
No, that's not 5:40. Oh, he doesn't understand the numbers. Well, okay, well, that's just the way it's going to be. Because,
well, it's 5,400 hours.
Well, we sing our little songs down here. We pretend that things are okay. Oh, scary bats fly around.
Yes, get them out of the control room.
I hate
my
this.
God.
Little wings
I have
come on, get
him. God damn it, get him out of here.
He couldn't help it. He had to boing his boing, but.
He boing.
Even the boing didn't
the
want
boing,
to do it.
The boing, the boing.
Even the little boing didn't like it. Callers, now stop that. We're not taunting you, we're not playing with you, and we're not listening to you. It's not
yes,
that kind of a show.
You,
we're not that kind of a show.
You're talking about. Yeah, you know, it's you.
Here,
you.
I'll tell you
I'm
what I'll do.
You
I'll soothe you with
you
different
can't
music.
Call this time. Assuming. Bother us. No, sir.
Well, okay, Moby's Rex Swanson, he's going to soothe you with
different music. We're not answering the telephone, and we're not going to answer anybody until 5:40. So hang
sure
around,
sure is nice out
kids.
Here, isn't it?
Remember, guys and gals, when 5:40 comes down, you might have as long as 30 seconds to state your subgenial message. Until then, you'll just have to hang in there and be raring to go with the doctors of the air as they
okay,
rock it away
now
into
it's,
more of our feature presentation.
Time for a band change. Saturday afternoon.
It's Saturday afternoon at the Stone Interior Decoration Department. This is before I had to go back across the East Bay to get the big head that didn't exist anyway.
Who's that ghostly figure in a white dress?
That was Little Sterno. Oh, that's little Jano. Jano, yeah.
Is that Jano?
Yeah, it's Jano.
Now we're flipping at amazing speed. That's Sterno in the dressing room.
My God, who are these dogs?
They're the dresses.
This is our only liaison with the Pinks and Normals.
Very few of you know that Dr. Hal does play Sterno and Janer in the shows.
My God, well, their bark is worse than their bite. That's all I have to say.
A lot of them don't bark anymore. They just bite. Now, that's the choir practice situation that happens occasionally when we need it to.
Well, run down and get them nice pictures.
Was okay, Sonia I will. In just the choir? Here?
Sanja.
Here?
Yes.
Or was he there?
Yes, she was, indeed.
She bicameral, or something.
Okay, here's the workout session in the back. This is where the subgenuses lift weights.
And two buck nakeds and two Janers there, projected on the ultra-dimensional infrascope.
And here they are, projecting back.
Listen to those howls. You'd think they were almost human.
False beard. Yes, once again, the false beard's reign above the show.
That beard is the fakest looking thing I ever saw. You can grab it and pull it right
off. The audience certainly
loves
quite a bit.
You can see the audience sort of lunging toward the stage there. They look very angry.
Now, here are the nurses collecting the scary guns and daggers and monies. The people insist on bringing. They kept wanting to bring money and... It's very confusing.
Those of you who aren't interested, Subgenius show will next be at the San Francisco Opera House. I don't know if you guys have heard of that show.
No, I hope not. We don't want to talk about that because it's best just to wait till the night before. I think that's how publicity should be handled. At least that's what
I'm not
from.
Saying when or which city the Opera House is in.
Oh, that's true.
The Berkeley Opera House is it, or is it the Pleasanton Opera House? I forget.
It might be the.
It's an East Bay city. We'll go that far.
Say, that's interesting. Now, those must be the nurses there.
Yes, those are the nurses. You can see that
they're watching the trajectory of a flying object, which may be the launched head, as prophesied in our ancient scripture.
Of course, it may be these callers, too.
As we pass through life...
Come on, little callers, go away.
We find
the
launched head...
in the text that you can lengthen or shorten sections in
performance.
Often
is the only thing which stands between us... And a full stomach.
For them, I mean.
And contentment at the end of a long day.
I made $42 on that show.
Yes.
Boy, I was able to fill my stomach all the way to the top for the first time since I started worshiping God.
But sis are gathered around the fire. They often turn to the book of the subgenius.
Yes, like Dr. Holland there.
It's the early in the latter pages of that book. And that's actually the section concerning the prophecies of old.
That's the man who bought the first show.
Who
this is Goody Thompson with her tattoos being applied at that backstage situation so long
ago. Yes, in San Francisco there was a backstage. There was a nice dressing room and everything.
Well, there was in
the Horror Hotel.
In Horror Hotel too, there was.
Yes, it was. I guess if you like walking on broken glass and rat dung, that's the place to go.
Well, the Alexandria Hotel was one of those professional situations.
Scott Hypercleats and Janer.
Yes, there they are, winking and gesticulating, making those mysterious signals that only a subgenius can
understand. There's old what's-his-name.
Yes, he looks particularly manic there.
Yes,
and
he
the
looks
great
so
pipe
happy
is
to be on stage
extended
again.
To almost its entire length.
He didn't
length.
Know that he'd be doing the same thing to the Four del Fuegos a week later.
And
the
scary thing is, both of these lines came out exactly alike. Meaty chunks on the floor of the Alexandria Hotel ballroom when all was said and done. There he is now, getting the beef pummeled out of him.
There's a scary lady. She was so scared by calling the show.
Oh, yeah, it's her. It's the one who always calls up, huh? Yeah.
Is that her?
All right, now we've got you where we want you.
Nah.
Oops. Faded away. Faded right off the screen.
There's the fame. Buck
some people
in the
station
people.
Have never seen a slideshow like this.
This is the mighty juggernaut.
Scary.
7,000 tons of cubic pressure. 800 studded nails on its mighty sides. A rolling, roaring mass of machinery and destruction.
Rehearsing consecutively.
Now there's Guy Duell at the controls of this
like
awesome
Mobius
device.
Factor, I'd say.
And that is Mobius, yes. I think it's Mobius magnified by some strange scientific process.
And there's little Witched. The fellow in the blue shirt is the token musician. Try to keep track of that.
Oh, he was token, huh?
Yep.
Well, I guess that's what made him a good
that's
musician.
That's what made him a good musician. Well, here we are, ready to launch.
You guys are awful.
Who's that beautiful person in the foreground?
Yeah, I want to meet her.
The beautiful person in the foreground
is
the youngest guy in Negative Land.
Oh, that's a karate
expert. My mama was at the show in L.A. Yeah, she was backstage with Weird Al Yankovic.
Okay.
That's hard to believe, but it's true.
Hey,
slides of Nina.
Nobody got a picture of my mom and Weird Al together.
That's true, and I meant to. The best slides of Nene Hagen are in the car, too. I have to get those.
Oh, okay, get those.
Well,
those are the nurses.
We had all kinds of rocksters and rock stars and punksters and jokesters showing up for our
FBI
show.
FBI man.
Yeah, see what happens when you try to take a picture of this guy? Whoa.
Ba-ba.
Scary, flickering shadow image. It's an old Indian trick he learned.
And there must be, there's RJ and Ed
That's
Holmes
how they disguise their tracks.
People that they aren't in the show.
And the feet fall apart.
He wouldn't let us be in his show.
Now, these are some of the groups. These are people we know. These are people we don't know that taped the show. We had to kill them. We can't allow unwanted videotape of Subdivina shows to go out. Think of the harm it would cause.
Boy,
I want you to get that light out of my face, and I'm not kidding.
There was this beautiful woman in the audience.
Subgenius.
Here, Doug Smith and Sterno Kekever start the show in horrible fashion.
Yes, they went, ay-ay-ay-ay-ay.
They wobbled their Adam's apples, but the entire thing was out of control. It was like a stampede of maddened elephants.
Well, unhappy elephants anyway, Hal.
Look at the damage they did.
Go back. There was a picture.
You see the audience.
Oh, they're going so fast now. There's the
unstoppable wave.
Right before going on stage, the band that didn't speak, they name.
Poor unfortunates on the
stage. They name.
Who can they speak?
Somebody named. There's a gone slide.
Are you sure this wasn't a slide of your wedding?
This is.
No, not that.
These are the hippies at my wedding.
That's right. There's Dr. Richardson. He's really a doctor, too.
Yes, hippies, witches, and Jews, all which should be exterminated for the good of the state.
Well, we can't say that on the air.
540, dear listeners.
Okay, there's Jim Kenny setting up his music stand as if he were a head waiter in a fancy restaurant. In the background,
you can't see the audience.
Is lies and a special hairy suit banging on some oscillators.
Yes, the hair grows in on that suit and it grows in a certain direction.
Is now
he was singing a huge song too.
And if you could see this on a real reflective screen, you'd see Richards and the drummer back there too. But
well, we'll show those on the wall in a minute.
Someday. Here's the full band that dare not speak his name compliment. Singing and singing, just taken by Bruce Carter.
Look how tiny Gary looks too. He's so small.
And that diminutive Hello Kitty.
Where are the women licking his legs now, huh?
Yeah, well, I don't know, but it's pretty funny. They were trying.
What a show it was.
What a show.
Okay, there he's throwing
my leg
away.
Licked
what
on stage.
Show.
Then Bruce came around the back and apparently shot from the back, because I don't remember any of these horrible things happening, but I'm in there. So.
Now there's Richard. He must be playing.
Everybody's playing now.
In all the bad
jobs. Second song.
You can see some mucilage flying through the air. There's
beautiful black-haired Gina.
The guard things in the back.
Gina Miller.
Okay, and the next one will be more effective guard shot.
There's more Gina Miller.
Tiny Nazis. There they are.
You remember Gina
little
from Tucson, don't
tiny
you,
tiny Hitlers. No, I don't.
It's Gina Miller. You remember
please
her.
Please call her. Please
She used to live with Dr. Vrede before she changed her hair color.
Oh, yeah. Why, she must be that Italian broad that they brought in.
Yes, she had Italian. She had talons all over her eyes.
Yes, and I must say they were sharp.
We kept getting sicker.
You can see Puzzling Evidence likes that.
Yes, it's too bad about what happened.
I'm so sad about the giant Dobbs head torn up and left in L.A. by itself.
There's Sonia. Well, if she only knew how famous she was.
Yes,
you should have seen
when a member of the Del Fuegos then came Monday night to play the Alexandra Hotel two nights after our show. He reported.
It's scary.
What about that red armband, huh? Anybody looks good in
that. Still in the lobby. The giant head still lived, though the pipe had moved on and its forehead had been smashed to bits. By a member of the Brazilian Intelligence Service.
Stage?
But most of
I don't
these
know. We really should have.
I don't even know.
We should have
know.
Lit it on
it
fire.
From the
during caused one of the most giant
hotel
conflagrations
fires.
In
yes,
L.A.
The golden
history.
Calf leaps from the window as the should've. Only person that survived.
The golden calf did try to leap from the window.
In fact, it took a header and it smashed its way onto the floor, sustaining some
it
damage.
It almost made it, too, before security guards wrestled it to the ground.
As it mooed pitifully.
Oh, where'd you get them square pancakes at, Mobius?
He's
who is
trying
that?
To put it in a round
these are the guards stopping anything from happening.
I don't recognize this person.
Hey, well, right down here at the Cafe Depresso, we don't really care who you recognize.
But the beautiful one was gone. Remember the beautiful one from the previous show that we weren't allowed to look at because Paul said she wasn't previously pretty?
I don't know.
Yes, Miss Beautiful.
I know.